This is VPR News. I'm Mary Carol Magazzini. Years ago, President Woodrow Wilson grazed sheep on the White House lawn. The wool was sold to raise money during World War I. Today, there are other reasons to pasture animals on public property, but the idea hasn't really caught on as much in Vermont as it has in urban areas. VPR's Steve Zind explains.
There's nothing unusual about the sight of sheep grazing on a hillside in Vermont.
What kind of sheep are these?
These are Katahdin sheep?
What is unusual here, just at the edge of the village of Randolph, is the fact these sheep are grazing on town property. The animals belong to Jen Colby, who lives nearby. Pasturing her sheep here is convenient for her, and the town doesn't have to keep the property mowed.
So we're saving the town money, and they're saving us, mm-hmm. too.
And you think there are lots of opportunities like this untapped?
I do, actually.
Colby, who is pasture program coordinator at the UVM Center for Sustainable Agriculture, says pasture land like these town-owned fields is easy to lose and difficult to reclaim.
What we see here are fairly early successional species that are coming in, goldenrods coming in and bedstraws coming in, and there are some poplars and suckers that are coming up from the ground as well. And that's with the town mowing it once a year. And for places that aren't even brush hogged or aren't even touched over a period of 2 or 3 or 4 years, then that's where we get saplings and, you know, it's a lot more work to bring it back.
There's another important reason the town is welcoming Colby sheep. They help control invasive plants, which are an increasing problem.
Yes, wild turtle and buckthorn are two big ones on that particular property.
Sid Macklem chairs the Randolph Conservation Commission. He says annual mowing wasn't effective, and hiring someone to deal with invasives would be costly. Macklem says Colby approached the commission last year and convinced them that her animals could control the invasives.
She brought pictures and documentation of what she had done, so it was very clear what a difference sheep grazing could make.
There's another example of grazing animals on land open to the public in Putney. The Putney Mountain Summit is a popular hiking and picnicking destination owned by a local nonprofit. Claire Wilson is with the Putney Mountain Association. She says buckthorn was gradually taking over the summit.
Every year we would do as much as we could in terms of cutting it back.
But the buckthorn just kept coming. Last year, the association used grant money and donations to pay an Amherst, Massachusetts business called Goat Girls, who hire out their animals. This year, sheep from a local farmer are grazing there. Wilson says once skeptical association board members have been won over by the idea of using the animals to beat back the buckthorn. Back in Randolph, Jen Colby says there aren't many examples of grazing animals on public property in Vermont. She'd love to see sheep on town greens and school lawns, providing educational opportunities and a local food source.
Be able to, you know, donate some of the meat raised to the food shelf, get it into the school system. I think it could be a really amazing opportunity to do that.
Ironically, while the idea hasn't caught on in Vermont, it has in many urban areas. Cities from Boston to San Francisco are joining a sustainable landscaping movement that embraces using grazing animals. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.